This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reaffirmed that the BJP-led NDA government is dedicated to the welfare of farmers, prioritizing initiatives to boost their income and modernize agriculture sectors of the country. Addressing a public meeting in Guwahati after releasing the 22nd installment of the PM Kisan scheme to over 9.32 crore farmers across the country, the PM said during the last 11 years, the BJP-led government has taken multiple steps to increase the income of farmers.
PM Kisan Samman Nidhi ke tahat 18,000 crore rupaye se adhik ki rashi hamare karodon annadataon ke khaton mein bheji gayi hai. Ye yojana vaqai adbhut hai. एक क्लिक से करोड़ों किसानों के बैंक खाते में सीधे पैसा जमा होता है. दुनिया के विकसित देशों में भी ऐसा संभव नहीं है.
On the second day of his Assam visit, the PM will travel to Silchar today to lay foundation stones and dedicate to the nation various projects worth 23,550 crore rupees. Later today, the PM will arrive in Kolkata and inaugurate and lay foundation stones for multiple development projects worth about 18,680 crore rupees. In a major boost to road infrastructure, several National Highways Authority of India highway projects covering over 420 kilometers worth around 16,990 crore rupees will be launched. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone for key port infrastructure projects in the state. In the rail sector, he will flag off the Purulia Anand Vihar Terminal Express, improving connectivity between West Bengal, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand and the National Capital Region. The Lok Sabha has approved the supplementary demands for grants second batch 2025-26. Under it, the government has sought gross additional expenditure of over 2,81,000 crore rupees. The additional net cash outgo approvals were mainly sought for meeting higher expenditure on fertilizer, food subsidies and defense services, among others. Replying to the discussion in the Lower House yesterday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the supplementary demands include 61 grand. Iran's ambassador to India, Mohammad Fatali, has indicated that India could soon get safe passage through Strait of Hormuz. Talking to media in New Delhi yesterday, Ambassador Fatali said India is a friend to Iran. On whether Iran would allow Indian ships to pass, Mr. Fatali expressed optimism regarding the issue. He said Iran believes that Iran and India share common interests in the region. During an interministerial briefing on recent developments in the region, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said PM Modi spoke to Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian. Meanwhile, the conflict in West Asia has entered its 15th day with no signs of easing. In accordance to the Supreme Court's directive, the first supplementary voter list under special intensive revision in West Bengal is likely to be published next week. Election Commission sources said that in the initial list, over 60 lakh names were put under review. However, around 15 lakh names have been already resolved. Those whose names do not appear in the supplementary list will have their cases heard by tribunals formed under the Supreme Court's order. Meanwhile, verification of documents for nearly 35 lakh voters is moving quickly, and officials say their cases will also be settled soon. National Testing Agency NTA has released advance examination city intimation slip for candidates scheduled to appear in the CUET PG examination 2026. Candidates appearing on 16, 17, 18, 19, 24, 25 and 27th of this month can check and download the city intimation slip using their login credentials on the NTA website. The NTA has said this is only the examination city intimation slip and not the admit card. The admit card will be issued later. For any query, candidates can write an email to helpdesk-cuetpg@nta.ac.in or call at the helpline number 011-4075-9000. The second foundational literacy and numeracy assessment test will be conducted in Madhya Pradesh today. Around 12.5 lakh learners under Ullas Nav Bharat Sakshrata Karyakram will participate in the test to get certified as literate. In women's hockey, India stormed into the final of FIH World Cup Qualifiers 2026, beating Italy 1-0 at the GMC Balayogi Hockey Ground in Hyderabad, Telangana. And that is the end of this news bulletin.